Okay, so we'll continue in Ayin Vav Amalf in Vozar. So the Gemara says that Smachlokas of noticing time of Gam is Mutar Rasa. So the Gemara says that according to the sheet, that noticing time of Gam is Mutar, the only Kalim they had the Kasher was with the Bnei Yoman. With the Kalim that we used within the same day. Okay. So the Gemara says, Mikan ve'elech lishteri. Yeah, what does that mean? Mikan ve'elech lishteri. Afilu l'chatchila, Rash says. Now, is he going to tell me that what? That the only Isser is the Bas Yuma. So why don't you say it's mutter after the day? Yeah, I mean, what about aim of alnus l'chatchila, or not using nosen tam of gam l'chatchila?
Well, that doesn't
only. Yeah, I mean, the Gemara goes into this question really in Pesachim. They have a question: how do you use the kalim after Pesach? They have the tam of Isser in them.
After Pesach?
Yeah. Once already, it's like chum and shavalov. But yeah, you have the. In other words, is it usher to add something that's pogum into your tav shel chatchila? Take an isser, take yayin and gritzin. So I know yayin is pogim the gritzin. So is it mutu l'chatchila to take something and be pogim my tavshil? Would the Gemara say, of course, midaraisa, it'll be mutter. But would the Gemara say you should be able to do l'chatchila? So I say, no, of course not. So what's the difference? So one difference you could say is like this, that those when you say, like the cases we were dealing with earlier of nosin tam lefgam being of nosin tam lefgam, yeah. So that means like that certain things, certain foods together are pogum, right? But the chefza is really a good tam of iser. It's on its own, it's really good. It's just pogim something else. So in that case, then it would be asur l'chatchila to do. That would certainly be asur l'chatchila to do, because it really still has a shem iser in it, and it's just. That would be like an Ein Mevatlin L'chatchila type of a thing. It's like taking a Chefetz Shel Isser and putting it in a situation where you could eat it beheter. Right? But maybe over here it's different because the Tam is intrinsically Pogam in the Kli. It already is a Pogam thing on its own. And what? And it's really not contributing anything at all. In other words, I don't think you could eat. Like, let's say you had the nevela that was srucha. Are you? I don't know. What's the halacha? Nevela srucha. Are you allowed to eat nevela srucha l'chatchila? It would seem that l'chatchila you can't do a maisa achila It would seem like this l'chatchila you can't either take a good chefetz of iser and be pogim it l'chatchila. Right, or take a chefza of iser that's pogum and do a maisa achila to it. But over here, all you have is tam and the kli. Right, the tam itself is pogum already, and it's not really going to be subject to a maisa achila on it alone. The achila is really on the tavshil. It's just incidentally there's going to be some tam, but the lechatchila iser would only be, it would seem. Would only be, like I said, either you take something that's intrinsically lishvach and eat it in a way of lifgam, in a derech of lifgam, or to take the actual cheftza of iser, even though it's pogum, and eat it, because that actually is usher, because then the Rishonim hold that even when it's pogum, it's only mutter. Don't they hold it away? The Rashi held it away. It still has to be bottle beruv, even when it's pogum, because otherwise it's your mashpiach from eating the thing. Otherwise, there's a benefit to eating the cheft, the substance, right? So that was, I think that was the Rashi Bashit, that even when it's lefgam, it has to still be. Well, I don't know. That one, not when it was pogum dovban. That was only when it was a pogame in the other food. But if it's pogum ba'atzmo, it really is not nikras nevela. But I think v'chatchila it's still aser because you're still eating the cheftza that was l'shvach. Midrabbanan says this is v'chatchila. But over here, it would seem neither they're saying that neither one of them. You don't. You, apparently, the Gemara is assuming over here. You wouldn't have either problem. You wouldn't have either problem of l'chatchila, because it's pogum already. And it's not really a cheftza of achila. It's a tam. So if it's not a mashpiach, if it's not, if it's pogam on its, l'chatchila, you shouldn't make the tam pogam. But it's pogam on its own, it's only a tam, so it's not really, it's not part of a, it's not roi to its own maisa achila. So the Gemara says, why shouldn't you be able to use the kalim? Why shouldn't you be able to use the kalim? Right. No, it's because it's stam. Why do you the Gemara in Pesachim is a little more complicated. Maybe we'll take a look at it, but that's on Lamed, because the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, "Amar Rava Hilchas Achametz Bizmano Bein Bemino Bein Shlomino Aser Bemashu." Right. So Achametz is Aser Bemashu on Pesach and after Pesach. Okay, filu benosin tam. So then the Gemara says like this: Amar Rav kederos bapesach yishbrul. You have to break the kalim. Vamai lishinu achar pesach v'la'avid b'hu shelo b'minon. So the Gemara says, because according to Rav, it's batal shelo b'mino. So the Gemara says, why did you have to break the kalim? Just wait till Pesach is over and cook Eino Mino in them. Now it's Rav holds Chametz's Aser B'mashu on a Mino. But his bottle Eino Mino. So the Gemara says, so then according to Rav, why do you have to break the Kalim? The Klei Cheres, so you can't to Kasher. Just wait till after Pesach and use them with Eino Mino. And they'll be bottle. The DSO will be bottle. Right? So Tosu says, Tamilari, nay, the sphere on the time of the Chametz Bekidera, Choshev Mashahu, Shane Regil, Hishdamish, Harbe Biachad, Mikomakom, Hatnani, Mavatnus Lachila, Bafilus Drabonon, Mavatlan. So he's saying, very nice that. I don't really understand the Tosus, but. He's saying, for some reason, there's an assumption there's only a mashu of chametz in the kedera. So even though there's only a mashu of chametz, but still, how can you be mevadel l'chatchila? Right? So he says, "Umefarish Rav Rabbeinu Yosef, the hoil v'ikatarti l'tevus, ashu nosein tam lefgam, umashu shelo b'mino v'gai gavn v'alim." So he says there are two heterim. First of all, it's only a mashahu, and it's lefgam. So in that kind of a case, you could be mevatel l'chatchila. That's what he holds. Udvar tzorach lomar dachi pirusha v'la'avish shelo b'mino is sover le'la rav nosin tam lefgam mutter. Right. So if he holds nosin tam lefgam is mutter, and he holds, even though he holds chametz b'pesach is aser b'mashahu, right, chametz achar pesach. I'm sorry. He goes chametz achar pesach is bottle is only aser b'nesinas tam b'ein amino, and he goes nosin tam lefgam is mutter. Right. So then it would be mutter to use the kalim. because there's only a mashu of the Isser in there. Otherwise, it would be Mevala L'chadchila. So I don't understand. According to that answer, so what's this Gemara's question? I mean, over here, there's not a mashu of Isser. All right, we'll have to come back to this. Anyway, so what is the Gemara answer? And the Gemara says, it's not clear to me. I haven't seen anybody really discuss this Gemara's question. Why it's not a problem of Mevalim. But anyway, so the Gemara says, why shouldn't be Mutl Chatchila? So what is the Gemara's answer? Gezeira Kedera She'ena Bas Yuma Mishum Kedera Bas Yuma. So what does that mean? Right. So in other words, you can't use the day-old pot because you might come to use the fresh pot. Right? That's the gzera. But really, other than that, the Gemara seems to say it should be mutter. Other than that, it should be mutter. Right. I guess over there by Chametz, the reason why it's, I guess you could answer the same answer we were giving before. Over there by Chametz, the only reason you have the problem is because he still holds B'mino would be Usser, B'mashu. So the cook it B'eino Mino is like turning, is like, you know, as if there's a way to use it B'heter. I mean, if there's a way that it's Usser, then to use it, then to cook it B'mino, B'eino Mino would be like Mevalin. In other words, you could still stick with that idea. That idea would still work out. We're proposing an idea like this, that the only time you say it's mevatlin lechatchila is where the tam of the iser would be an iser somewhere else. And you're using it in a way that avoids that iser. So that's what you have by the chametz case. That's apparently why Tosfos is still bothered. Because by the chametz, b'mino would still be aser. But Eino Mino, but then you gotta take a look at what he's holding about the Lifgam. You gotta see what he's holding about the Lifgam. But anyway, so over here, the Tom itself is Pogam already. So what does it mean? It's Xer Kedera Shaina Basyuma Mishum Kedera Basyuma. Okay, so let's take a look at Tosus. Hilkach Dovar Hamavusho Bakli Shaina Basyuma Mutter. How does he know that? Mikan Velech Lishri. So let it be mutter. Hilkach davar mevushal b'kli sheina basyuma mutter. How does he know that? And then he has a question. Why should that be? But how does he know that? Where did he get that from? What's his question? Just v'yesh losses tam ma ro lahatir amachov lesser k'der. Why is that a question? It's a good question, no? It's a good question. If you're going to tell me that the k'dera is aser because you might use a basyuma. So then that means that the kedera is like its treif. So if you cook in a treif kli, your food is treif. I mean, isn't that would be the consistent way to make the kedera. Don't use a kedera shina bas yuma because you might come to use it a bas yuma. So what does that mean? It means the kedera is like its a treif. So you cook in a treif kli, it should be aser. But what is the, how does he know that it's not? How does he know that? Where is he deducing that from? It's from the Lashon of the Gemara. Where? Because the Gemara's question is what? That it should be mutter l'chatchila. That's the Gemara's question. What does that imply? It's already mutter b'di'evet. Now, that's what Rashi says. Af l'chatchila. Now, the question is, lishteri means you should be allowed to use it. Which means the Gemara is already assuming that it's mutter if you did use it. It's just saying, well, now you should be able to use lechatchila. So the only question is on the lechatchila, but the bidyeved is definitely mutter. So as Tosfos is saying, see, we just see from the way the Gemara expresses itself, that's why it says, mikan ve'lech lishteri, hilkach, the only iser is lechatchila. You know, the Gemara is only asking about lechatchila, and is only asking lechatchila. But the bidyeved is mutter. So then he says, okay, so why is the Bidyevet mutter? I mean, a good strong gezeira would knock out the Bidyevet too. Right? So what's his answer? He says you got to give a reason. Yesh loses tam. Interesting question. What does he mean? Yesh loses tam. Ma ro'u lahati armach of lesser akadir. What is he looking for? What is he looking for? Like a motivation? Looking for a halachic will? What is the halachic way? What is he looking for?
Why to differentiate between?
Why to differentiate?
Tom talking to monkeys and Tom talking to others.
Okay, so what's his answer? Lefi shakadeira haya ba iser gomor techila. So the pot had iser gomor originally, right? That's what it means. It's an ain abas yuma. It means it was a bas yuma. Aval hamachol lo nivla bo iser meolam. But the food never absorbed iser. Yeah. The food never had iser absorbed in it, ever. Yeah. And the Rush is similar. He's similar. He's a little bit different. He says, Aval hatavshio, right, vim bishul b'dievet b'kli shein abas yuma k'deir asur v'tavshio mutter. Ki akedera haya bo iser kodem shenifgam. Aval ha tavshil lo haya bo iser me olam. So that's exactly like Tosis, right? But then he gives one more thing. He says, the ode betavshil leka lemigzar. Dilma ochil bin isbash labas yuma. Then he has another point. He says, okay, but why don't you make a gzeira that what? Don't eat food cooked in an Eina Bas Yuma, because maybe you'll eat food that's cooked in a Bas Yuma. Dahalo shchiach levashel Bas Yuma. Very funny, Rush. Ho will v'asu l'chadchilo. I feel g'shein a Bas Yuma. He says, so what you're going to be? Don't eat food cooked in an Eina Bas Yuma, because you might eat food cooked in a Bas Yuma. Who cooks food in a Bas Yuma? How will the osir? I don't know what he means by lechatchila. Oh, right. How will osir lechatchila even in an abas yuma? It's certainly osir in abas yuma. But he gives two reasons, right? He's working on two answers over here. All right. So let's see. So can we define the first answer? I mean, it's something that seems obvious and it makes sense, but just can we give it a good definition? Can we define? I mean, I think we have the. I think the question is good. I mean, the question is a good question. Right, if you're going to tell me. In other words, well, let's just clarify the two. There are two questions here, really. You see from the Rush, there really are two questions, right? What are the two questions?
Why don't we say that it's just elsewhere, even once it's cooked, just across the board, anything that has tampug in it?
Right, now the first question is based on the kedera itself. That since you can't cook in the Eina Bas Yuma, So then what? So then the food that's from it should be part of the kedera gezera. You understand? Because the first question of the Rush is that asering the kedera bas yuma itself should automatically create an iser on the food. Because you're saying, though, Midrabanan was saying the pot is aser. So if Midrabanan the pot is aser, what does it mean for a pot to be aser? You can't eat it? Of course it doesn't mean that. It means that when you're cooking it, it's aser. So the gzeira itself of kedera she'ena bas yuma should automatically pull in the food. That's his first question. And then his second question is, even if that doesn't work, why didn't they make a separate gzeira directly on the food? Right? And so that's his two points. One question is as a part of that's losseis tam, that they're splitting it up. Maro lahatir hamachol. Now, is it really should be in the iser of the kedera automatically in iser on the machol? Why did they knock off the iser of the machol? Is the first question, and then the second question is, why didn't they just make a separate gzera on the food itself? Okay, so let's take the first one. What's his answer? That the pot had iser initially because it did have iser l'shvach, and the food never did. Yeah. So what does that mean? How does that work? Yeah, you see, by the way, the Haggos Ashri, he tries to answer our question over there. He says, Ava Kedera Isharis Be Libishuli Be'ena Bas Yuma Asi Levashal Bas Yuma. Right, so he's trying to explain the Gzera. That if you let a guy cook in an Ena Bas Yuma, he'll come to cook in the Bas Yuma. What does that mean, by the way? Accidentally. Right, he raises that question. Why does Gemara have to give the reason of Eino Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo? Maybe it's just L'chatchila Aser to use Nosen Tam of Gam. But he gives a funny reason. He says, Kevan Shetu'un and Shvira Havalei Kedievet. Since the Kli Cheres has, there's no way to kasher Kli Cheres, that's like Bidievet in its own right. We're asking also in the beginning. I mean, but his answer would only apply to Kli Cheres. Okay, anyway, but let's get back to our question. In other words, does the guy know the difference between Talmud Gam and Talmud Shvach? If he doesn't, then we have to asa the food that's cooked in a nosen talm of gam. I mean, because then if we let him do that, he's definitely going to. That's what the rush is bothered with. He says it's a very hard answer in the rush. It's a difficult answer to say it's not shchiach to have food cooked in l'shvach. Right. In other words, Tosfos is saying like this, that the pot, what does he mean that the pot had Isser in it and the food didn't? So it means like this, that by the pot, there is a unique phenomenon where you have, like we were saying the yesterday, that the pot will start out with a shame Isser. In other words, questions like this. Lifgam has two results. There's one idea of nosen tam of lifgam that the tam that's lifgam is not an isser. Okay, tam that's lifgam is not an isser. So in terms of the food, we say the tam that's lifgam is not an isser. They never made a gzera over here that lifgam is usser. That was never the gzera. So in the food itself, the fact that it absorbs a tam that's pogum is not an oser, and there's no gzera that tam that's pogum is considered like tam that's l'shvach. But in the pot, there's a different concept. In the pot, what happens is there's a phenomenon of heter that's associated with lifgam. Now, there's two things with lifgam. There's lifgam itself as being mutter, that a tam that's pogum is mutter, but then there's also in the pot, because in the pot the tam can turn from the shvach to lifgam, it comes out that the phenomenon of lifgam is a matir of the pot. So that's what Tosfos is saying over here. He's saying they didn't make a gzera that the pot that's lifgam is really treated like it's lishvach. They didn't say that we're going to always consider the pot that's lifgam as if it's lishvach. Because then the food should be usser. As if they said the pot that's lifgam is equal to the pot that's lishvach, so then it should be just like when I cook in a pot that's lishvach, it's usser. When I cook in a pot that's lifgam, it's usser. He said, how did they figure out? Ma ro tam, how did they work it out to say you can't use the pot, but the food is mutter? Isn't that like a contradiction? Can't use the pot because I treat it like it's l'shvach. But l'shvach would mean that the food should be usher. So how did they navigate this over here? How did they work it out to create an isser on the pot but a heter on the tavsho? An isser on the pot and a heter on the tavsho. That's like a contradiction practically. Right? So I think what he's saying is like this. That what they did was they said that the heter of lifgam they removed. You understand? It's not that they said that lifgam we're going to treat it like it's lishvach, but in the tashmish of the kedera, there's an isser when the tam is lishvach. There's an isser of being mishtamish with the kedera. right? Issur of being mevashal with the keder because it's the tam is l'shvach. That's a halachic hachra. Can't use this pot. Okay, now the next day comes and the tam turns lufgam. So what happens now? In the din of the kedera, the turning to lufgam was mishana the din of the kedera. Now the kedera's din was overturned. Yesterday the din in the kedera was asur lishtamish bo. But now the phenomenon of lufgam is matir, the isur of tashmish of the kedera. Correct? That's in the Daraisa framework. And that's the Gemara's question. Mikan ve'elch lishtari. Once the lufgam kicks in, that should be a matir of the kedera. So Tos is saying, all the Chachamim did here was, they didn't tamper with the reality of lufgam. They didn't say lufgam is l'shvach or anything like that. All they said was that the turning lufgam is no longer a matir of the tashmish of the pot. You understand? They just took the din of the pot. The original din of the pot was asur l'shtamish bo. And all they said, and in the Daraisa, the lufgam would create a matir of that isur. All they said was that the heter of lufgam is removed. But in terms of the food, there's no inyan of a heter, of an isser turning into a heter. There's no inyan of lufgam as a matir of something. You understand? They only remove the quality of the lufgam being a matir of a shame isser that existed. But they never turned the lufgam itself into anything like an isser atzmo. So anywhere that you have an isser balua that was lishvach at first, that will be affected by the gzera of ben yom or to ben yom, eina ben yom or to ben yom. But wherever they never, but where there's not an isser to begin with, then this gzera has no shaychus to it. Right? Nice, neat little. Right, same idea.
Oh, it's actually a little different.
No, it's the same thing. It's just corralled it into a narrower pen.
Okay. It also works well with the case of where you have, I don't know if it's exactly solved it, but when you have let's say wine into grease and now
right.
It's cold and then turn hot.
Oh, that question.
Right. So you could, theoretically, it could also...
Oh, that's good, right. That's a good idea. You mean you're saying you could say the same thing. If it's l'shvach and then lufgam, we'll say it stays usher because the heter of lufgam doesn't work. That's good. So that's why the rush is the second idea of just saying, okay, so he agrees you're never going to make the lufgam l'shvach, but make another gzera of otu the lufgam. Atu the lishvach, that a food that has lufgam should be usher because maybe you'll eat a food that has lishvach. So that he says is what? It's a funny answer. He says what? I mean, if people don't, you can tell me it's not shchiach that people mess up and cook in pots that are treif. I mean, he's saying it's not a milsa de shchiach. So he means to say that in the person's possession, there isn't such a cheftza as an isser, as a food that has a... That's not a common possession. When there goes or zeh otu zeh, they both have to be something that is commonly in existence. Of course it happens. But means it's not shchiach, means to say it's not a cheftza that's roy to be gozer because of... If it's not a, if it doesn't exist in the person's normal possession, whereas an ena ben yom pot, whereas a ben yom pot does exist. But that's a different idea. We say milsa de lo shchicha lo gazri arbanan. Milsa de lo shchicha lo gazri arbanan. As we once gave a svara that milsa de lo shchicha lo gazri arbanan means to say that. It has to be a real reality to the behavior that they're preventing. Right now, as he's saying, the Rosh is saying, it's not food that's absorbed with tam l'shvach. It's not a common, it's not a household entity in anybody's rishus. So it's a milsud lo shchiach l'gozer b'rabbanan. Right? Remember we once discussed the idea that it's not, that the gzeiros are not just neurotic things to prevent all types of chashash. It has to have a real behavior of the gavra. If there's no entity that exists, there's no niyoga adam that could be altered. What are you going to tell somebody? The gzeira has to have the form of being chal in terms of a niyoga adam. If a person doesn't have the object, there's no niyoga about it. Can't say don't do with something that you don't have. Don't do something with something you don't have. Doesn't have the form of a gzeira. It has to have a reality. The gzeira d'rabbanan is a chashuv entity. It has to be chal in a real way, not just a. It's not just an advisory thing. It has to actually becomes like a character of the Am, that the Am is knowing a certain way. But if nobody has in their house food that balua from Issa the Shvach, where's the niyog that the Rabbanan are correcting? It's not to try to prevent any possibility of Isser. That's not the form of a Drabbanan. It has to actually be chal in the Maise Ha'am. Okay, so now let's go through the Pshat over here in this next piece of Gemara. Alright, well, at least get the Pshat straight and then we'll come back and try to analyze it. So the Gemara raises a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Zvachim. Because our Mishnah says that if you took a shvud that you cooked treif meat on, that treif meat was cooked on, so you have to be milavnon ba'or. You have to be malabin ba'or. Right? You have to get it white hot, basically. But by kudshim it says that the shvud and the askalah, it just says magilon bechamin. All you have to do is heat it up, boil it in water. All you have to do is boil it in water. So it's a stira, right? In other words, why do you have to do anything over there, by the way? Right, because we're worried about nosar, right? No, it's not isser. It's not treif, the kachim. Of course, it's not treif. But the next day, like Rashi says, Shatzola babosar kodesh mishum dechi asi lemachar havinosar. So the problem is, if you have the kalim of the mikdash that you cooked the basar on, and you leave it till the next morning, and you want to cook another korban the next morning, so by the next morning, the tam from the yesterday's korban is isser. It's nosar. Can't be left out. Can't be left overnight. So now, chihadim avashal basar kodesh lemachar polit shvud begave taima to nos taima v'noser yisakarisu. So now you're gonna have a problem. You're gonna take the spit. You can take the barbecue equipment from yesterday, and you're gonna cook today's carbon. The only thing is that the tam that was absorbed from yesterday's carbon is now yisakaris because it's noser. So how can you cook on it today's carbon? It'll give it tam, and we say tam kicker by kachim. Right, that's definitely we owe tam kicker by kachim. So you need to get rid of the tam. All the Mishnah says there is to use hagala. So what's the difference over here? We need to get rid of the tam, sir. We do libun, and over there we need to get rid of the tam so it doesn't become no sir. And all you need is hagala. So which is it? Which gets out the tam? So the Gemara says, Gemara goes through several possibilities. Okay, like I said, let's get the pshat straight, and then we'll take a look at what the Rishonim have to say. Amrei Amram Bri, Mayin in Kachim Esel Gili of the Kachavim. What are you worried? What are you comparing things? You're comparing apples and oranges. Hacha Hetera Bola, Hasam Isura Bola. So what does that mean? Over there, by the kachim, ki bola, haishvud, hetera bola. Now, it's when the tam went in by the karbon, there was no isser. It was a chatas. Koanamita chatas. There's no isser over there. It's not like a treif. So when it's boleya, the karbon from yesterday, it was boleya heter. But over here, it's boleya isser. You're cooking isser on it. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, sof, kipolot, isur kapolot. Okay, well, we'll have to see. So Rabba says, I don't understand what you're talking about. Very nice. It went in as heter, but it's coming out as isur. Huh? Okay, well, comment this is a little more complicated. Some say that's not called a terrible lot. But here, it was going in as isser. It's very nice. It's going in as heter, but it's coming out as isser. So you've got to get it. You've got to do leaven to get it all the time. I will have to see. Rav Ashi revives this answer at the very end. But the Rishonim say, I think the Riffa says, Rabba didn't really understand what Rav Sheshes' answer was, but Rav Ashi comes back and gives it reason, gives it sense. But anyway, so we have to take a little bit of a different course now to try to find other answers. So what is the Gemara saying? Omar Rava again, Rabba, my Hagala Nami Shtifo Marika. Okay, so what does that mean? It seems Rashi says, hi, Hagala. But anyway, he says, what does it mean, Hagala? It means you also have to do Marika Vishtifa. Klomar, Liolam, Liflota Isser, Vadai Libun Boy, Kishar Blias Isser. He says, you're right. In terms of getting out the Tam, is only one method. That's Libun. So why is the Mishnah say do Hagala over there? Ela mitzvas melachi bekodshim umorak v'shotaf b'mayim. That's the pasuk. You have to wash it with water. Ki heichida v'gzeres hakosav kasher yazem idam ala beged the boy kibus makom kodesh v'shviras klicheres makom kodesh. Who adin l'mrika v'shtifa. So in other words, there are three halachos that are unique by kodshim. Okay, that all come from the same parsha. And what are the three halachos over there? That if dam chatas gets sprinkled accidentally onto a kohen's beged, he has to wash it in the azara. He has to wash the blood b'makom kadosh. That's only a chatas. And if you cook a karban in a kli cheres, you have to break the kli cheres. And if you cook kudshim in a kli nechoshes, you have to do marika v'shtifa, a certain kind of a washing. Okay? So that's Rabba's argument. He says, look, this idea of Hagala is not an inyan of hechsher tam. Because you see, there's another din, you got to wash the beged. It has nothing to do with tam. It's a separate gzeiras hakasuv. When it gets in contact with the isser, with the carbon, you have to do a certain cleaning process. It's not a hagola process. It's not a tam. So you have to do two things in order to prevent the nosai. You do leaven, and then the separate gzeiras hakasuv requires you to do marika v'shtifa.
So it says mitzvah
smelach,
you're just referring to that separate
zera? That's a separate zera, zakasav. Of a morak v'shotav b'mayim. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye, mi domi, marika v'shtifa b'tzonein, hagala v'chamen. Okay, that's a question, how you do marika v'shtifa. But Abaye says, it doesn't make sense. How could you call it hagala? How could you say that when it says to do hagala, it means marika v'shtifa, when according to some, marika v'shtifa is not even without water? So that's not Hagala is hot water. Hagala implies la haki akli mashebola, actually making the kli spit out whatever it absorbed. But marika v'shtifa is just bitzonin. It's just a cleanliness, right? Okay. All right. So Gemara goes back and forth here. Until it finally gets to the answer, that's the main answer. Now we'll just go through the plain shot, and then we'll work it out tomorrow. So as one guy said, Amalei Abaye, yeah. Ela Amar Abaye, Yagid Olav Reo. Very strange. Abaye is strange. What does he say? He says like this. Hagala mamish liflot me'isuran. The Hagala really is to get rid of the Isser. U'dekokashalach masnisin de mitzrichaluhu libun. But our Mishnah says libun, so which is the thing that really gets out the Isser? Is it libun or is it Hagala? Lo tikshi. That's not a question. Divadai. Bain bekadshim. Bain begiuli of the kachavim. Tervayo beinon. Liflot iser. Levad marika vishtifa. Dekadshim. The ain elements is a melech. Very strange shita. He's saying a tremendous chumrah. It's a good thing we don't pass it. Tremendous chumrah abai. He's, what's his answer? He says, why does it say liban over here and hagal over there? Why? Because you need both. Always. You always need both. You always need both. Very strange shita. And what does it mean, yaged olav reo? It means to say, nilmad mishna mechaverta. Shel kachim mi mishna senu, mishna senu mi shel kachim. You're going to learn both mishnayasin. You'll see one says libun, one says hagala, and you'll know that you need to do both. Why would you need to do both? I mean, Liban is like, it would seem to be overshadowing, overpowering Hagala. I mean, it's hard to imagine what Abaye Svaras. Once you do Liban, I mean, well, what's the point of Hagala? So what would you say to that? Any possible ideas? You'll think about it for tomorrow. But something where it says, Elama Rava. Amalei Rava, ihachi listeninu lekulu b'chada, v'listeni chada b'ida chachrisi, v'leima yagad al reo. He says that's not the method of yagad al reo. If you want to have the method of yagad al reo, you have to have both in one place and then one in the other place. And then you'll know that when it says the one, it really means two. It's like another one in Machlokesim, okay, yesterday. Okay, so none of these work out. Ella Omar Rava. Finally, Rava comes in and he says, "This is the answer that we're going to stick with. Ready? Kudshim Hainu Taimayu. Really, you need Liban over here. And why don't you need Liban over there? Because Kudshim has a special thing. Kidr Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Baravua de Omar Kol Yom V'Yom Naase Giul Lichavero. What does that mean? It means like this." Every day is like a kashering for its friend. Shemavashlan bohen. Each day is a giul to the lechaveru shemavashlan bohen. Ve'eno maspik lios nosar ad shetachsor upolto betavshel acher. Okay. So what does that mean? It won't become nosar until it spits out into another tafshil. So in other words, that what? You're worried about the tam in the first, you're worried about the tam of the carbon that you cooked today, maybe tomorrow will be nosar. Not a problem, you cook another carbon in it later, and that tam will come into this carbon. So basically, you're kashering it. Somehow you're kashering it every day. Every time you use it, you're kashering it from the last one. So what are you thinking? Eventually the day is over.
Yeah.
Eventually the day is over, right? So the Gemara says, Teinach shlomim. That's very nice for shlomim. Kevan de l'shnei yomim misachli, mikamei din havi nosar kahavi giul. So that's now you got to know a little bit more. So he says like this. That's very good if I had shlomim. Let's say I have shlomim. So what's the halacha of shlomim? You get 2 days to eat shlomim. Doesn't become nosar until the third day. So then you can work it out. Every day, you know, let's say we're starting today, first day. So I cook a shlomim. On Tuesday, I cook a shlomim. When do I have to worry about nosar? Thursday. So tomorrow's Wednesday. I'll cook another shlomim. It'll get rid of today's shlomim. And now it'll give it to Wednesday shlomim. Now I'll have to wait and worry about Friday. On Thursday, I'll cook another shlomim. I'll get rid of Thursday's, I'll get rid of Wednesday's tam. And now I'll push it off to Shabbos. Friday and then, right? That's very, if you have shlomim, you can keep going. So that's what the Gemara says. That's good if you have shlomim. But what about a chatas? What about a chatas? Kevin de leon v'layla mesachli ki mevashalo idno chatas havi nosar. Ki hada mevashalo lamochar. O shlom mo chatas. Kapol nosar de chatas do idno bechatas v'shlom de lamochar. So he says, yeah, but if you do chatas, you mess things up. Because once you cook a chatas, so then what happens? Now you only have today and tonight. By tomorrow, it's already nosar. By tomorrow, it's already nosar. So what's the answer? Not a problem. Not a problem. You just simple. Omri lo tzricha ki mevashal bo chatas ha'idna hadar mevashal bo ha'idna shlamim. So it's very simple. Just end off every day with shlamim. So if you cook the chatas in the morning, okay. If you would leave it till tomorrow, the shvud will be nosar. So cook a shlamim now. Now the time of the chatas will come out, right? And the time of the shlamim will go in. Yeah. Dechi mevashal bo chatas ha'idna hoder mevashal bo ha'idna shlamim. Yeah, that what? The chatas de lamocha v'shlomim de esmo b'hadi adodi kosholim zemanayu. Because the chatas of how's it go? That the chatas of tomorrow and the shlomim of yesterday, it means the chatas of today and the shlomim of yesterday, no? They will end their time at the same. They'll end at the same time. V'hadi mevash shlomim de lamocha. All right, whatever. We'll have to work out the way it works out. But then the Gemara says, okay, so if there's like an automatic hechsher process of cooking kodshim, there's a way to just kasher it. No, the very cooking is like a hechsher. Ihachi hagola nami lo leboi, so then why do you need hagola at all for? That, the Gemara says, is a good question. It's a very strange Gemara. Starts out with the question of what do you need hagola for. It goes into this whole thing of why you don't need a gala, and then it says, yeah, but remember the question? Oh, yeah, we don't have to answer that question. some Rishonim have different gears to you. But, so then the Gemara says, okay, Rav Papa gives one more answer, we'll just skip over him. But then the Gemara comes back and says like this. Rav Ashi says, really, it's like we said initially. Now, what's the idea here? Hacha hetera bala. That really, the only reason why it works, why Hagala works, is because it's only bolea heter. Ah, de kapola de sur kapolat. So you asked before, it's true, it's bolea heter, but it's pole de sur. No kasha. When it comes out, there's no more iser be'en. Hainu mishum de bekachim et terabol de koshalach ki pol isura polit lo chomir isura shekish anasa nosar lo havi iser be'ene. He says, look, I'm going to answer your original question. The time of the carbon goes into the metal today. When is it nosar? Tomorrow. So when is the iser nosar chal? He says at the time that the iser is chal, there's no more kachim that's be'en. It's only chal on the time itself that's balua. Therefore, it's less. Okay. We don't understand what that means now. But he says, Lo chomer isuro, shekishenasa noso lo avi isur be'ene, shebetoch dofne hakli hoya balua. That time that the isur nosar is chalon is trapped up inside the kli. Ume olam lo hukar isuro. The isur itself was never apparent. Okay, so there's a lot going on here. I just wanted to run through the pshat first, and then we'll work through the svaras. We'll try to work through svaras tomorrow. But you have to realize one thing is that, I mean, we'll see in the, you have to realize one thing. It's a little bit of a strange Gemara. But the Rishonim learn that even the answer of Kol Yom V'Yom Nasa Giul L'Chaveiro really is also contingent on Hetero Bala. Hetero Bala is the essential answer. And what the difference is, that's the main point, to try to figure out what it means, how it works out, what it means Hetero Bala, and therefore you don't need Liban. All right, well, let's go. I think we should go through the Rashba. I think he has the best exposition. I mean, there's a lot in the Ritva too, if you want to take a look at the Ritva too. But it gets a little messy with the Girsa questions over there.